it and put it upon a pole, so that the people who were bitten by the serpent may look upon it and get healed or live. The act of looking upon the bronzen serpent was supposed to retrieve common sense into the people's mindset, so that they may recognize and understand that every time when the children of Israel became discouraged, when they felt like this new lifestyle was not taking them somewhere, when they felt like they were not able to connect into what God is saying by obedience, when they felt like God is commanding us to keep the Sabbath, He's commanding us to keep His commandments, He's commanding us to tithe, we were not doing these things, we were not faithful to this system, but we still lived, yeah? And whenever they became discouraged on that level, then down the road, that is when they complained by cursing, using their mouth to curse. Every time a person is discouraged, depression comes. Whenever a person is depressed, he feels like there is no hope. And whenever somebody is hopeless, they start to curse. When people are angry to the highest level, they start to curse. They insult. They speak evil. They start to gossip, finding fault, going around assassinating others, using their own mouth to call upon the negative spirit of death. Why? Because they are discouraged. They are not in the frequency of faith. They are not in the obedience of doing what God commands them to do. They are not passionate. They are not having pleasure in it. So as they are not having pleasure in that, they are discouraged. Down the road, they are complaining. And in so doing, their own tongue becomes a mouthpiece that speaks evil and breathes poisonous curses, which retaliated back onto them in form of serpents. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 8 says, "But no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and our Father, and with it we curse men who are made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and curses." And he commands and he says, "My brethren, this ought not to be so. A mouth is not supposed to speak two different types of forms of nature or spiritual identities out of it. We are not supposed to curse, and we are not supposed to speak. One time you're cursing and another time you're blessing. The mouth was given unto us to be a blessing, to speak words that bless. But when we are discouraged, when we are disappointed, when we are frustrated, when we can't follow the process through, always cursing and complaints becomes the result. Look upon the bronzen altar until the victim realizes that the evil complaints which a person speaks against God, his leadership and others, becomes the torment, it becomes the mental distress, it becomes the horror, it becomes the bad luck, it becomes the misfortune, it becomes the evil dreams, it becomes the disturbed insulin. When the insulin of somebody's boiling on a negative chemical reaction to the extent that a high blood pressure, stress is vibrating and bubbling in within the body of somebody. It becomes the confused dopamine. In the mindset or in the brain, we have dopamine that travels the energies of communication in within our brain. So the dopamine becomes attractive, or it becomes attracted. Yeah, it leans towards negativity, negative images of fear, horror, negative dreams, bad news, sickness, death, emotional disorder, spiritual defeat affects one's body. Why? Because there is a discouragement which has turned into complaints. Complaints has turned into insult, hopelessness, depression, yeah, finding no pleasure in doing the things that are right, and finding no pleasure to forgive, to love others, to care, to be generous, because somebody is depressed or downcasted, or rather say is discouraged, and complaint becomes the reflection. And then God says, because you're complaining, then complaining becomes the art of speech. It becomes the prayer that somebody's praying. It becomes the uttered creative ability that literally now sends forth energies and to activate snakes and serpents in the form of satanic powers, and they return and retaliate upon that person, and that person becomes sick, He becomes mentally ill. He becomes tormented. Evil dreams in his mind takes over. Defeat in all spiritual angles literally begins to cultivate the environment that the person is living in. And what happens now? This person now, he lives a spiritual kind of contaminated leprosy or sickness. And then God says, look upon the serpent that has put you in that position. Look upon the snake. Look upon it until you acknowledge, until you recognize, until you find in yourself that the serpent that is on upon the bronzen serpent that is upon the stick, it is the nature of me who has been complaining. And so I repent. I ask you, God, forgive me. Why have I become a serpentic nature of Satan that is outside of me, but now is functioning from the inside of me to the extent that I've been separated from your presence, from your blessings? And I have complained so much that in retaliation, my complaints have become my reward, and they have become what is bestowed upon my bosom. So I repent, Father. I pray and I ask for forgiveness, Father. And I say, cleanse me from this evil. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have been listening to us, today we've been talking about the serpentic purpose and reason why the serpent was commanded to sit on a pole and to be reflected as an image back to the people so that they may repent, so that they may recognize how they have been used as a serpent, and that repenting brings a reconciliation, and reconciliation brings healing, and healing brings back the presence of God reconciled onto that person. And the person will have life when he has renounced the satanic forces, energies, and connection and relationship from himself, renounced it, denounced it, and returns back to God, the creator who created him, who wants him to enter into the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the promises thereof. May God bless here on Mindset Media, Gas Courthouse, the Council of Ngabo, the land of Ham, the land of Kush, celebrate Uganda. May God bless and may God speak. Bye-bye and ta-ta.